September 7th, 2019 session of TeamSpeak for HBSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S. And this week, classes have started getting busy, so I'm still teaching a couple classes, and that's kept me busy this week, so I haven't got a lot of programming. Let's go down the list. Next on the list, we have Henry, PA0HJA, shown as recording in a way. And we have Mike, AAAK, shown as recording and mic muted. And then we have Terry, N8AB, shown as recording in a way. And then we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, good afternoon, evening. I'm sorry, nothing to report this week. Absolutely up to my eyes with work and anything like that for the foreseeable future, I'm afraid. Back to you, Dave.
Fine business. And next on the list, we have Bill, KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
All right, find the right keyboard. Hey, yeah, nothing too much to report here. Pretty much I'll work all the time, mostly. Did register to go to Microwave Update, and looking forward to that at first week in October up in Dallas.
Well, that sounds fun. And next on the list, we have Bob, VE3GKN, showing his recording in a way. So that brings us to the end of the list, so we're open for general discussion.
On the schedule of speakers for Microwave Update, I see Dave Robinson's on here, one of our users. He's talking about practical applications of the Lime SDR Mini.
Oh, that sounds good.
Phil, did you see that the Hermes Light, or Hermes Light 2, I guess, made Hackaday during the week?
No, I didn't, actually. No, sorry. I haven't had time for much at all this week, I'm afraid. But I'll have a look at that. Thank you. I normally try and look at Hackaday every day. It's usually something very interesting there.
Yeah, it may have been. It was either last week or the week before. I sort of saw that and said, well, that's neat.
Well, sorry, guys. I've got to get off to work, it would seem. So catch you all next week. 73.
73.
Hey, Phil. Have a good week.
User disconnected from your channel.
So you teach a lighter load than you previously would have been, Dave, or?
Not really. I'm teaching two classes this fall. One of which is one of my old normal classes, and one is a brand new one that another professor took a job in Europe, and so it left an opening that they asked me to fill till they find somebody to hire and find the money to hire somebody.
No, I see. So can you crib from the prior guy's plans, or do you have to do all your own creation for that?
A bit of both. So we're in a transition time with our school, so several of the older people have retired, and we're in a point where we also had a conservative governor that gave us a 30% cut in 2 years.
Yes, the do more with less motif.
Yes, it's hard to get people to work for free. Although I guess maybe that's what I'm doing, is I'm working for less than I used to.
I don't know. Where I am, it used to be they'd give fabulous bargains or deals to get people to retire, and that's no more than just say, well, yeah, thank you for applying. We don't need you anymore.
Well, that was part of why I retired. I'm a couple years from when I would have regularly retired, but I got offered one of those nice deals to leave now, but then I told them, well, if you need me to teach, I can do it for a year or two more. So it's a little bit of supplement, some radio money or extra money. So that's what I'm doing.
And it's not like you hate the job, right?
Yeah, I love the job. And the topics are all, particularly the ones that were the same classes I used to teach. After you teach them 25 years, you kind of know the subject, and there isn't a whole lot of, I mean, I do keep up on material, but it's basically statistics.
Oh, I see. And, no, well, I'll hope it's working out and doesn't get to be too much of a bummer putting together the second new class.
Yeah, so I've got that for a little bit, and it seems like a nice transition instead of just ending and going home and saying, well, what next?
Yeah, I don't know. I fear the day that when you go to a meeting, it's going to get me annoyed enough. I'm just going to walk out and say, see ya.
Well, there have been those days, too. And I did go ahead and apply for emeritus status, so gives me some privileges around the university, and, so I can finish committees and do those kinds of things. And but it's kind of an interesting transition.
It's probably something I should think about. It's sort of funny. Up until I got this job, I was thinking I'm getting out as soon as I can, and now with this one, I'm sort of enjoying it, so we're just sort of saying, okay, well, as long as this project is fun, we'll keep going with it. But I probably really should think about, hey, okay, what the hell are you going to do when all this is done?
Yeah, it's something to think about. And, I'm enjoying doing, I'm planning in a couple of weeks to go to Tapper, and I'm enjoying doing that kind of stuff. It keeps me busy.
Yeah, but, oh well. Well, I'll let you go. I think I'll go off and work on dinner here a bit and catch you next week, perhaps.
Yes, and 73, and talk to you, I think, next week, yes.